Hello, my name is Paul Boag and welcome to Digital Insights, where I share my experiences and advice of working in the field of digital for the past 27 years now. As you may know, if you listen to this podcast regularly, I'm a bit overexcited about the opportunities that artificial intelligence are beginning to provide me in my job. I keep discovering new ways that I can use it. But in this particular episode, I want to share with you just one example that I hope will inspire you. I've been involved in a site redesign recently for a very content-heavy website, and one of the biggest problems that I'm facing is that many of the pages that I am working with are too long and packed with dense, hard-to-read copy. For example, one of the things on this website is a long set of case studies that are basically straight out of a print brochure, and just one section of a case study is dedicated to challenges. And that section alone can be over 200 words and consist of just two paragraphs, despite being that number of words. And as we know from research carried out by the Nielsen Norman Group, users will only read between 20 and 28% of the content on a page, preferring instead to scan for what they're looking for. And if they're just presented with large, long paragraphs of text, they regularly give up. In the past, I would have picked through this copy trying to identify themes that I can split into content blocks. Now, a content block is basically an easy to scan page element made up of a heading, a short description, and a link to more information where applicable. And they often have an image associated with them as well. Most websites these days are made up of content blocks. Once you see them, you can't unsee them, but they're a technique that I often use. Using content blocks instead of big paragraphs of text allows people to scan the headings and then read the description before clicking on a link to know more about the subject. They can dive into as much detail as they want. They might just read the heading, they might read the description as well, or they might click through on the link. Now, thanks to OpenAI's Playground, which is essentially ChatGPT by another name, we can automate the process of identifying and writing these content blocks. To do that, I take my poorly written copy that I want to turn into content blocks and I paste it into OpenAI Playground. Then I write the following prompt. Using the reference copy above, complete the following steps in order. Step one, identify a minimum of three topics from the reference copy provided. Step two, write a headline for each topic that is a maximum of 60 characters long and has a reading level of ninth grade or less. I like to specify the reading level because in my experience, a lot of copy ends up being written at a too high a level and that makes it harder for people to scan the copy quickly. Step three, for each topic, also write a short description of no more than 250 characters and a reading level of ninth grade or less. Optionally, you could add a step four that drafts a generative AI prompt that could be used to create an image in something like Midjourney. However, my personal experience of doing this has been pretty mixed, so normally I don't bother. You could also give OpenAI guidance about the tone that you want it to write in. Do you want it to be friendly or formal? Or even how to format the headings. For example, word headings as challenges that have to be overcome, or features of a product or benefits. The possibilities are endless. By using this approach, you can chunk large blocks of content provided by a stakeholder into something that users can more easily consume and are more likely to remember. Of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the benefits that AI can provide us. However, what this example does demonstrate is what a big difference AI can make, especially in terms of improving the quality of the content on the websites that we support. But I'm actually interested in how you're using AI as well. How are you using AI as part of your workflow? I'm always looking for new ways I can use it myself. And so any tips you have, I would love to hear them. Just email me at paul@boagworld.com.